Let's switch off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth, and happy 25th.
Happy 25th. Quite amazing to
all
think.
All that movie news.
Yeah. Lots of movie news. I can't even go back over it all. The films that might have been and the films that happened and, yeah, all the stories in between.
Well,
so
we,
many.
We thank you for keeping us posted week after
Pleasure.
Week. Let us come to today. We're starting with Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, we are, because she's working on an adaptation of C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia and is reportedly targeting an August production start date in the UK. Now, it was announced several years ago, but it seems now that the cameras are finally going to roll with a 7-month shoot planned. So it's quite a big one. Now, that's not the only high profile film that's going to be shooting later this year. There's a new listing that indicates Michael Mann's sequel to the 1995 crime thriller Heat will start production around October and or November this year. So this one he's talked about quite a lot. It serves actually as both a prequel and sequel to the original, and it's an adaptation of his own published novel in 2022. The likes of Adam Driver and Austin Butler are rumoured for roles in that film.
Very good. Now, what is the latest on Peaky Blinders?
So Stephen Knight was talking to NME and he was been asked about, you know, when it might start filming, and he's confirmed that it's going to begin shooting this autumn and that he's doing his final polishes on the script. He confirms that the budget's going to be a little bit bigger because they are ending this chapter, as he says himself. And he's also indicated that Cillian Murphy is kind of raring to go on it as well. So if you remember, this started back in 2013. It's had 36 episodes. It's had the likes of Sam Neill, Helen McCrory, even Tom Hardy starring in it as well. But certainly Cillian Murphy as Tommy Shelby's charismatic and cunning crime boss in Birmingham. Really, really liked by people. So I think the film is highly anticipated.
Absolutely. It's great that Cillian is attached to it still. And have we another Cillian Murphy story?
Oh, well, we do, but we don't know if he's in the film, but he's certainly going to be executive producing it. So this is the upcoming 28 Years Later trilogy that you have Danny Boyle and Alec Garland directing and writing respectively here. And the curious thing about it is that they've got a really good cast already lined up. So the Bond-rumoured Aaron Taylor-Johnson is going to be starring alongside Ralph Fiennes and previously rumoured Jodie Comer.
Great
Ball
cast.
Reportedly boarded the film. Yeah, it is a great cast. They're going to be shooting two of them back to back. That's the plan, because obviously there's three planned for it, and they've got Candyman director Nina DaCosta was going to direct the second feature. So they hope to begin the filming this summer. The original, of course, did star Cillian Murphy, who sort of wakes from a coma only to discover that the world has been overrun with fast-moving zombies following the outbreak of a virus.
That's never great, is it, from that?
It's never great. Never great.
All right.
Oh, in the 25 years, what have we seen?
I know. Now, great writer Aaron Sorkin, what is he up to?
He's doing something quite interesting, actually, because he's announced that he's writing a new film about the insurrection at the US Capitol building on January 6th, 2021. So he's describing it as a quasi-sequel to the script for The Social Network.
Wow.
That was the David Fincher film. Yeah. So he's obviously leaning into the misinformation that was spread online in this event then that ultimately saw a mob of supporters of Donald Trump, try and occupy the Capitol building. There was five people that died. There was a lot of damage caused as well. Actually, a perfect writer for it when you think
I
of
think
it.
So.
And I actually really liked his last film, Trial of the Chicago 7.
Yeah.
So I do look forward to that. And it's great to think that he's doing something in that space of a sequel. I think it could be very curious.
Now, from sequels to reimagining, as we call it, tell us about 9 to 5.
Many of those have we had down through the years as well.
Reimagining,
reimagining. So this is Jennifer Aniston, who's actually going to produce, as you say, this reimagining of 9 to 5, which was from 1980. Pretty iconic film with Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, who starred as secretaries who sort of watched themselves being passed over for promotions, their ideas stolen in a culture that was really really rampant with sexual harassment. They ultimately end up kidnapping their boss because they uncover an embezzlement scheme as a way to sort of cash in. So the original was a huge hit. It was a cultural touchstone, really. It then spawned a short-lived sitcom. But there was an attempt to remake it a couple of years ago, but that didn't happen. But now you have Diablo Cody, who is one of the writers, you know, of Juno and the likes, working on the latest draft of this reimagining. And Jennifer Aniston, with her production company Echo Films, now producing it. So that, I'd say...
Will they keep Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 song is the question. They're hard to beat that one.
It's very hard to beat that. I'd say you possibly would keep it in a situation like that. Yeah, so that's a good
okay,
one.
You've some more casting news. What is Pierce Brosnan doing next?
He's busy because he's been in a lot of stuff recently. So he's going to return to his espionage roots because he's attached to star in a project called A Spy's Guide to Survival. And this is from director Simon Barry, the creator behind the Netflix series Warrior Nun. Now, this project centres around a reclusive retired spy who is brought out of his hiding by his enigmatic new neighbour, digging up both of their secrets in the process. So Barry will also write the film based on a story by him and his father Derek Barry, and it's going to mark his feature directing debut. Mm-hmm. So it's a good one for Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, and then in other casting news, Julia Garner, who's getting a lot of roles as well, she has nabbed the starring role in Weapons, which is a horror movie from Bavarian filmmaker Zach Krieger. Now, she's going to star opposite Josh Brolin in the feature, which is due to begin shooting in mid-May in Atlanta. Krieger wrote the top secret script for Weapons, which is described as an interrelated multi-story horror epic, and tonally it's in the vein of Magnolia. That's the 1999 sort of actor cram showcase from filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson. So what a good infusion of different styles there.
Now, filmmaker Alexander Payne gave us The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti this year, which we loved. So what is he doing next?
Yeah, well, one thing he hasn't done in his career is a documentary, and he's going to have his directorial debut in the documentary field. And the subject here is called Janine Basinger. And basically, she was a movie theatre usher who then progressed to be a noted film scholar and lecturer in university, and through her 60-year career she's built up sort of the nation's first and finest film studies program in the US, authored 13 highly influential books about film, and has shaped the generation for people who in turn have sort of shaped every segment of the American film industry. So that sounds like an interesting project for him to sort of get stuck into, and he's targeting a 2025 release for that documentary.
All right, what about a trailer watch for us this week?
Okay, take a listen to this. This is a film written and directed by Zoe Kravitz, and it's called Blink Twice.
Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
No, he's not a stranger.
He's Slater King.
Everybody say, making memories! Making
memories! Having a good time?
We're having a great time.
We're drinking champagne, and we're eating amazing food.
So do you think the human sacrifice is before or after dinner?
The legendary parties of Slater King.
Not what I thought it was gonna be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Phones, please. Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. I also have this feeling that I'm like, not.
Yeah, written and directed by Zoe Kravitz, as you say, Garrett, Blink Twice.
Blink Twice, and this has Channing Tatum starring in it as a billionaire, Slater King, who meets a cocktail waitress, Frida, played by Naomi Ackie, at his fundraising gala. Sparks sort of fly. He invites her to join him and his friends on a dream vacation on his private island. It's paradise. There's wild nights that blend into sun-soaked days. Of course, that good time cannot remain.
It's all going to go wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, strange things begin to happen. And then she begins to question her own reality. So, interesting one for Zoe Kravitz to obviously direct and obviously co-write here as well. Blink Twice is going to be out in August.
All right. New releases on the big screen this weekend. We have a very fine Irish film, That They May Face the Rising Sun.
You wouldn't leave me, Joe. You wouldn't forget me.
You know, the rain comes down, the sun shines.
us grow. Children grow old and die. That's the holy all of it. We all know it full well, but can't even whisper it.
That they may face the rising sun, Garrett.
And it was the big winner at the IFTAs last weekend for Best Film. So this captures a year in the life of a rural lakeside community in Ireland in the 1970s. It's an adaptation of the final novel by John McGahern. And it's about Joe and Kate who've returned from London to live and work among the small, close-knit community near to where Joe grew up. A really good cast in it as well. Barry Ward, Anna Bederick, Ruth McCabe, Leila Roddy and Sean McGinley starring in this Pat Collins film, who would be known for wonderful documentaries and bringing his kind of wonderful style to this as well.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful film. It was the closing film at the Dublin International Film Festival and I loved it back then. It's a really one to see on the big screen, actually. And I think fans of the book will be happy with how Pat Collins has brought it to screen. A stellar cast, as you said there. I particularly liked Leila Roddy and Sean McGinley, Barry Ward, but very much an ensemble cast. It's very pensive. It's slow. It's a thoughtful tale. There's no major plot here. It's capturing this small community and all the different personalities that make it what it is. So you have to let yourself fall into this slow, tranquil pace. You have to stop yourself and take a breath for a moment and look at the sun as the characters do. And it's very much about, you know, finding joy in the everyday in rural Ireland. So well worth a watch. Congratulations to Pat Collins, that they may face the rising sun. We also have challengers.
Yeah, anyone for tennis? Because what you have here is Zendaya starring as Tashi, a former tennis prodigy turned coach and sort of a force of nature, makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. She's married to a champion, is kind of on a losing streak, played by Mike Feist. And Tashi's strategy for her husband's redemption takes a surprising turn when he must face off against the washed up Patrick, played by Josh O'Connor, his former best friend and her former boyfriend. So
It's all go, I'll tell you, in challengers. There's tennis and then some. And it's pretty steamy here and there too. Fantastic cast. Zendaya is just extraordinary, I have to say. You know, I've been looking at actors like Emma Stone and Margot Robbie, where they are brilliant actors and then they also have a producing credit. And Zendaya was, you know, making Dune 2 while acting and producing this as well. And she's fantastic in it. It's her best yet, I think. And the chemistry between the trio is great. Really impressive camera work in terms of the tennis matches. You almost feel that the ball is going to hit you, you know, and you almost sit back in your seat.
It's a hard one to do as well.
Really hard.
It's a hard one to put on screen.
An interesting kind of forward and back structure. It fell off a little bit for me towards the end. I'm not quite sure about the end of it, but it's worth a watch. That is challengers. And a couple more to mention, Garrett.
Yeah, we've got ISS. This is tensions flare in the near future aboard the International Space Station as a conflict breaks out on Earth and reeling the US and Russian astronauts receive orders from the ground to take control of the station by any means necessary. Ariana DeBose and Chris Mancina star in this one. We've also got Ordinary Angels. This is inspired by the incredible true story of a hairdresser who single-handedly rallies an entire community to help a widowed father save his critically ill young daughter. Hilary Swank and Alan Richardson starring in this. And then Prospect House, Barry Ward starring again.
This is a
group of protesters film a period reenactment in a dilapidated 18th century house in a last-ditch effort to save it from its demolition. Paul Mercier directs this. So
okay,
that's your selection this
very
week.
Very nice. What about a TV movie for us?
Yes, so I think for me anyway, this was the sort of breakthrough role for Jesse Buckley, one of our finest in terms of just going, oh wow, we have a real talent here on screen. So this is the movie called Wild Rose, and after being released from prison, Glaswegian singer Rose chases her dreams of being a country music star with the help of her new boss Susanna. The problem is she has two kids. She has to keep getting her elderly mother to babysit. Julie Walters also stars in the film. Some great songs in it as well. So it's on tomorrow night, RT1 at 9:30.
Well, do you know, as it's 25 years of movies and musicals today, I did interview Jesse Buckley when this movie came out, so let's remind ourselves of a little snippet of that. I asked her all about country music and her discovery of it.
Not at all. I think I kind of had a peripheral understanding of it via Daniel O'Donnell. God bless him. But I didn't really have any other kind of relationship to it. And I was just saying to my mom this morning, it's like, I really feel like I've found something in it for myself, and it's really changed how I sing and changed how I act and changed how I want to tell stories, and the real, like, honesty within the lyrics and the characters that live within those lyrics.
Jessie Buckley there talking to me about starring in Wild Rose. And remind us again, Garrett, when we can see that.
We can see that on RT1 tomorrow night, and it's at 9:30.
A fine choice, and one of our fine actors there, Jessie Buckley. Garrett, thanks a million.
Happy 25.
Thank you.